Hello, my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor. We miss anyone?
Holy cow! Oh, this isn't where I parked my car.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to yet another pre-recorded edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata, and this is being recorded on Wednesday, June the 23rd, but it's going out on Monday, June the 28th, at which time myself and my good friend, the Reverend Charlie, will be embarking on a cross-country road trip either to find God or deliver his mother's belongings to an apartment in Portland, Oregon. Which is it? Well, we'll find out. And that was Chapeau Melon with their French language cover of The Who's My Generation, which was included on the soundtrack of Eurotrip, a film from, 20 years ago, say. It is a film. We can agree on that. Some parts have aged well, some parts have not. But what has aged very well is the Matt Damon cameo, and a few other things. Anyway, seeing as we are all roadbound today, here's a song about the preparations for said trip.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Suddenly, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the dip. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
With My Expatriate Friends. Before that was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, Hot Rod Lincoln, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Pre-Road Downs from the self-titled debut. And Elephants, late great Elephants, friends of this show, also friends of Reverend Charlie's former show, Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk, and my former show, Best Show Ever, on WMUA, UMass, Amherst. And in fact, that is where Reverend Charlie and I first met each other, made acquaintances, as it were, when we were both majoring in erotic cosmetology. And you can take that for what you will. Moving right along, we're all fans of international soccer here. Wait, please don't leave. Please don't leave. Anyway, today in on June the 23rd in the European Championships, we have Sweden versus Poland. I fancy Sweden myself. Slovakia versus Spain. Spain may in fact be frauds this time around. And then we have France versus Big Ron and the Portugals. Anything could happen. And Germany versus Hungary. Insert your historical analogy here, preferably something from the pre-World War I era, because anything else is just sheer laziness. Moving right along, the Young Rascals.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, and just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams I talk to you. In dreams you're mine. All of the time we're together. If I cry, I remember that you said goodbye. It's too bad that all these things can only happen in my
on time, sitting downtown in a railway.
time this episode goes out, I believe that me and Reverend Charlie will be driving through, might be approaching the Ohio-Indiana border. So if you have any fun travel tips for that part of the country, please send them to me using your psychic energy. That was Brewer and Shipley with One Toke Over the Line. Before that, Roy Orbison in Dreams, The Beatles Flying from the Magical Mystery Tour soundtrack. And at the start, The Young Rascals with Groovin'. And here we are now for the pause for the cause. It's the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Another mirthful myriad of music and melody coming your way very soon with offerings from Paul Simon and John Cale. But first, speaking of PSAs, here is one from a former MIT and UC Santa Cruz professor, Tom Lehrer, who also shares a writing credit with noted rapper 2 Chainz. And he has a question for all of us that simply must be answered by someone.
First we got the bomb and that was good, cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, cause the balance of power's maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were gonna get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next? Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who. So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord's our shepherd, says the psalm, but just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's next? A Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
There's been some hard feelings here about some words that were said. Been some hard feelings here, and what is more, there's been a bloody purple nose and some bloody purple clothes that were messing up the lobby floor. It's just a parting house fool, so all you parting house fools, remember one man's shit. Another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's some strange goings on, some folks have come and gone, like the elevator man don't wake no more. I heard a racket in the hall, and I thought I heard a call, but I never opened up my door. Remember, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. I tell you, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's an alley in the back of my building where some people congregate in shame. I was walking with my dog, and I thought I heard somebody call my name.
exist. Peering through the cutting wrist and grand old mother greedy, rolling out the cotton shed upon the carpet pillow, throttling children. Stuck I first against that wall of China under fire. Gideon lied and Gideon died. The force of China. Yeah!
from the soundtrack to the 2012 film Django Unchained. That was John Legend with Who Did That to You. John Cale, Gideon's Bible, from his debut solo album Vintage Violence. Paul Simon, One Man's Ceiling is Another Man's Floor. And Tom Lehrer, Who's Next? And let's see. As I've said, this is going out on the 28th of June, which is less than a week away from the 4th of July. And me and Reverend Charlie are, in fact, en route with various stops in between to Portland, Oregon, which beggars the question, can you hear them calling from way out in Oregon?
I can hear the fireworks up and down up and down in San Francisco. Up and down in San Francisco. I can hear them echoing. I can hear
I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing up and down me, up and down me, up and down me, San Francisco Bay. I can see the boats in the harbor. We're across the harbor, lights shining out, lights shining out. In a cool, cool night, in a cool, cool night, in a cool, in a cool. And a cool, and a cool, cool night. Across the harbor, I can hear the fireworks. I can hear the people shouting. Hear the people shouting out. Up and down the line, up and down the line. And it's almost, and it's almost Independence Day. I'll see the lights well in the harbor. Way up and down the line. Way up and down the line.
way up in Dandelion. Way up and down the line.
I want you to listen to this song right here for me. Got to tell you how I feel right now. This song gonna tell you how I feel. I know you've been gone away from me a long time, but listen, baby, if you would ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet love, bring it all home to me, yeah, yeah. I gotta tell you this, baby, don't you know that I laugh, ha, 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 when you good loving, baby, bring it all home to me. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I gotta be a man to tell you this. Honey, look, I'll give you jewelry. I'll give you some of that money too. But listen, oh, that ain't all. That ain't all Sam will do for you. All you gotta do is bring it to me. Bring that good loving, baby, bring it all home to me. I gotta tell you this, cause this is important. Listen to me. Don't you know that I'll always be your slave. Till I'm buried, buried in my grave. But while I'm living, bring it to me. Bring that good loving, baby. Bring it all home to me. One more thing I gotta tell you. Listen to me right now. You know that I'd slide to see you right. What did you do? Oh, you stayed out. You just stayed out late at night. I don't care who you was with. Bring it to me. Bring all that good loving, baby. Bring it on. Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me tonight. Look, listen. Let me hear you say yeah. 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 You with me? Yeah. Say yeah. Bring that good love. That sounds pretty good to me. I want you to do that for me one more time. You gotta do that for me one more time, huh? Let me hear you say yeah. 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 Say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, bring it to me. I better leave that alone. And bring it on. I need you.
And that leaves us right where we want to at the end of another installment, another thrilling edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was The Faces with Ooh La La, album of the same name. Before that, Sam Cooke, a live version of Bring It On Home to Me. And by me, I mean you. And by you, I mean someone else, perhaps. But I also mean me and you. And before that was Van Morrison off of my favorite album of his, St. Dominic's Preview. That was almost Independence Day, because it, in fact, is. And I will keep on playing the older Van Morrison stuff, but I must readily acknowledge that his newer stuff reflects the fact that his brain has turned into a sort of overcooked pile of tasteless grits, which is proof of the tragedy that can occur when you are raised in an era where there is leaded gasoline. Anyway, tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different, for myself and the great Reverend Charlie, who is sitting beside me in the cab of this U-Haul. I ask that you, in fact, keep it kosher, keep it hydrated, and keep it simple, stupid. Ta!
One, two, three. Good love.